Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast of August 29th through September 4th. So here we are, the last couple of days of August. We're moving into September. We are closing in on Mercury beginning its retrograde cycle, which it won't begin till another 2 weeks, but that's okay because we are already experiencing the Mercury pre-retrograde shadow phase. So I want you to pay attention to any intentions set over the weekend with that new moon in Virgo. Remember, this new moon in Virgo is asking us to bring our big dreams, aspirations, ideas into a grounded and organized container, right? Like, like anything in our lives, if we want to materialize it, there needs to be a certain amount of work and organization that needs to move behind it. And that looks very differently for everyone. But at the end of the day, a certain amount of work and intention and organization has to move or has to go into materializing something in this 3D human reality, right? So what conversations did you have over the weekend? What did you realize were your desires? What was clarified about current desires that you have, and what do you now know you need to do to move forward? Over the weekend, I had very beautiful conversations that reminded me of a lot of things that I had, as we do, as one does, to ground myself back into my why. So if there is anything that I invite you to look at, is what is the why behind your intentions or your desires at this moment in time? And is there any fear in actually setting them forth for them to become a reality? Once you acknowledge that fear, what if you still, I invite you to think about acting still with the fear, right? Taking action. Virgo energy, we're currently in Virgo season, that was a new moon in Virgo this last weekend, is asking us to trust that when we take steady, consistent steps towards the macro idea, the big idea, to trust that we will eventually get to the other end, okay? Now, this week, we begin it with a few things. So over the weekend and into this week, we have Venus in Leo creating a direct opposition to Saturn in Aquarius, okay? So Venus in Leo is saying, this is what I want you to, this is how I want to be acknowledged. This is why I want to be acknowledged. This is why I want to be loved. This is who I am now. And I want you to relate to me based on who I am now and embrace me based on who I am now and not who I was in the past or who you think I should be. That's Venus in Leo. And the reason for that is that Venus in Leo is creating a lot of connections to North Node in Taurus, Uranus in Taurus, South Node in Scorpio, Saturn in Aquarius. Venus is coming into contact with all of the other fixed signs of the zodiac, which have represented massive, massive shifts and changes in our lives, especially this year. And so Venus represents relationships, but most importantly, the relationship we have with ourselves, how we create balance and beauty in our lives. And in Leo being ruled by the sun, is how do I relate to myself and others in accordance to who I genuinely am now? And the connection to all of those other fixed signs, right? Taurus, Scorpio, and Aquarius, that tension that says, I can't pretend anymore. I can't hold up a facade anymore. I can't have conversations that I don't want to have anymore. I cannot be anything other than who I am now, because anything other than that is just exhausting. And so that energy is brought into this new moon and Virgo energy, which, by the way, we are still under the influence of, right? Especially over the next 2 weeks until we have the full moon in Pisces later in September or in mid-September. And I want you to really think about, especially if you're someone who sets intentions, what about your intentions is supporting a much more genuine expression of who you are, okay? Now, we began the week Monday, Tuesday with the moon in Libra, okay? Now, the moon in Libra, ruled by Venus, because Libra is ruled by Venus. Venus currently in Leo, doing all of the things that I just explained. And the moon in Libra wants to find balance, wants to find a middle ground, wants to find peace, right? But with everything happening in Venus in Leo, this moon in Libra, the first 2 days of the week, has been and will continue to, through the first half of Wednesday, continue to invite us to ask ourselves or to reconsider what balance in our relationships really means, right? So a lot of times, especially with Libra energy, and for those of us who have heavy Libra, I'm a Libra ascendant. This is for those of you out there who have a Libra moon or a Libra sun and ascendant. A lot of times we come, a part of our journey in this lifetime is to understand that balance isn't created by when we give all and when we make sure that everyone else around us is doing well. True balance comes with checking with ourselves first. How am I doing? How do I feel? What do I need? And then, yes, checking in on our relationships, but not to fix things for them, not to create balance for them, especially not at the cost of our peace and balance, but more so, how can I allow you to be you in the space that you are and continue to allow me to be me in the space that I am? Not jumping in to try and fix you, not jumping in to try and fix your life, not jumping in to be your parent, especially when I'm not, but still be there to support you and cheer you on and be a friend, right? Or be a partner without forgetting myself along the process. For Libra energy, that is probably, I mean, that is a lesson for everyone. But those with heavy, significant Libra placement, sun, moon, ascendant, that is one of the most important lessons we have come in this lifetime to learn. And we learn the definition, again, of balance through realizing that real balance is when I am okay and you are who you are. Or when I'm not okay and you are who you still are and I don't expect you to come and fix my life to help me feel better. It is essentially the definition of balance that we come to realize is that everyone is exactly who they are meant to be at this moment in time, where they are meant to be in this moment in time, and that's okay. That sometimes there is not much that we can do to fix things, especially when we trust the unfolding of life, and especially if we trust that what is happening is meant to be happening, right? So moon in Libra, Monday, Tuesday, and the first half of Wednesday is inviting us to observe, for instance, because Venus in Leo is saying, this is who I am now. I'm going to express myself from a much more genuine space. I'm not going to put up a charade. I'm not going to put up a facade. I'm not going to try and sound smart just so that I'm accepted. And the moon in Libra trying to be okay with that new sense of balance, right? Because this isn't about, look, for a lot of us, coming into who we really are, while it is beautiful and it does sound beautiful, that's not always easy. It's not. Especially with the connections that it's creating to all of the other placements. These are placements of tension, guys. The connection that Venus and Leo is creating to the North Node Uranus in Taurus, and then to the South Node in Scorpio, is creating two 90-degree angles from two different sides, those are angles of tension. The opposition to Saturn is an angle of tension. I'll give you an example. Let's say that there's someone who has normally been an introvert, who has normally been, you know, a lone wolf. And then all of a sudden they've done enough work around the hyper-independence and being the lone wolf that they begin to open themselves up to new friends and groups of people. If this person is aware, they are going to say, okay, I'm trying to heal, connecting with others, and this is difficult for me, but I know that this is what I want. I do want relationships. I do want friendships. And not only do I want them, but I want those people to know me for who I am. And therefore, that requires a certain amount of vulnerability for me that I may not have been able to express or even practice at all in the past, because that's hard. And this is what I'm talking about. So I hope that example helps you kind of understand that I can talk about, yeah, how do you want to be seen and how do you want to be loved? I can talk about all of these wonderful things, but I think it's important to say that if we're stepping into that in a very genuine and honest way, it isn't necessarily the easiest thing for us to do. So I think that needs to be validated as well and acknowledged as well, because it is part of the process. We're growing into ourselves. We're growing into this part of ourselves. And growing into the next level of ourselves, you know, it has its growing pains. And they will eventually subside. But the cosmos are not saying that now. And I want you to know that that's okay. Okay, so that's Monday, Tuesday. On Wednesday, we have the moon move into Scorpio. So over the next 2.5 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and the first half of Friday, we're gonna have the moon go from an air and social sign, which is Libra, to the moon then moving into Scorpio. So this will be interesting, right? So let's say that, again, you're opening yourself up, whether it's to a group of people or one person in particular. This is who I am. This is my truth now, and I'm going to be me. Whether that looks silly, whatever it is, I'm just expressing myself for who I am now. I don't want to hide behind this crazy notion that I need to be perfect and right all the time. With the moon moving into Scorpio, that can have us move inward and process. So the moon transiting the sign of Scorpio Wednesday, Thursday, and the first half of Saturday can be really a really great time of integration. So if you have felt like you've said a lot, communicated a lot, been out there a lot through the weekend and Monday and Tuesday, and that's something that you're working on, let Wednesday, Thursday, and part of Friday be those find, right? You don't have to do it all through 2.5 days, but find some moment of integration. Find some moment of going within. How does this feel in my body? How does this land on me? I'm being much more honest and much more direct in a way that I've never been before, and that's very new for me. Or let's say you're on the receiving end. This other person is stating exactly what they want, exactly what they need at this moment in time. This isn't who they've been. This is very new for me. I don't know how to hold it. I don't really know how to receive it. The moon transiting the sign of Scorpio can be a time where you come in, and you get to decide how you hold it. You get to decide how you feel about it. And look, this isn't anything that has to be done quickly. Remember, we are in the Mercury pre-retrograde shadow phase, because Mercury is going to be retrograde from September 9th through October, through the first couple of days of October. So a lot of what we're experiencing right now will have moments and phases of integration really over the next 6 to 8 weeks. So I invite you to begin paying attention to what is new in your life within you with another person, and understand that it's okay for things to change. You just need some time for it to integrate. Okay. Now, at the same time, the sun in Virgo is creating a 90-degree angle to Mars in Gemini. These two energies, both Virgo and Gemini, are ruled by Mercury, the planet that is currently pre-retrograde shadow. But anytime we have a 90-degree angle or a square from the Sun to Mars. This can represent a few things. One, a ton of impatience. So let's say that you're in a relationship with someone, whatever the relationship is, romantic or otherwise, and they're saying, listen, this is who I am now, this is what I need in a friendship and a relationship now, and I just need some time for this to unfold, and I need my space. Because here's another thing that may happen this week and over the next couple of weeks, that people are going to take a step back because they need space. They need some time to really think about certain things. Sun square Mars, particularly throughout actually the whole week, not just Wednesday, can be, but what do you mean you don't know? I want to know now. And why do you need a break? When you like someone or love someone, you just know. And I want to know now. And you need to make a decision now. My loves, not the time for that. This impatience can cause a lot of irritability, okay? So be mindful of that. Pay attention to that. Sun square Mars aspect. Another thing that can happen throughout the week is, you know, just some altercations. People aren't really settled in and you lose it. It's just a short fuse kind of energy. So be mindful of that as well. On the other hand, also, on beginning, again, this is another transit of the whole week. Mercury currently in Libra, creating a trine or a 120 degree angle to that same Mars in Gemini. So Mercury in Libra wants to communicate, see both sides of the story, and find a middle ground. In Mars in Gemini, Gemini is about looking at different options. Gemini is the sign of the twins, so it's able to look at another perspective. That's actually a really beautiful connection, right? So while the Sun in Virgo represents the ego, which might say, I want to know now, I need a straight answer now, the Mercury in Libra, again, pre-retrograde shadow phase, is saying, okay, my ego may want to know now, right? That very egoic part that we all have, that inflated ego part of us wants to know now. But then the rational mind in Libra is saying, okay, this person is asking for time and space. It may be difficult for me. I may feel impatience, but I'm going to give it to them. And I also have to realize that I'm also gifting this time to myself, because I also have the opportunity to not, if I'm not reconsidering a connection, maybe I can reconsider or really think about what I really want in this connection. Because I don't know about you guys, but there have been times in my past where I have felt that I've really wanted and needed something, but once I have it, I'm like, why did I want this again? Or how we do in dating, where we get fixated on someone. And we're just like, that's the person. And we begin to fantasize and imagine what our life together will be, where we will travel the world, what our children's names would be. We create all of the story, and then we actually connect with this person, and we're like, oh my God, this person is so not what I created in my head. So if someone is asking you for space, or a situation is clearly letting you know that it needs time to marinate, it needs time to unfold, pay attention to it. Because if you don't, this Mars in Gemini, especially because it's going to go retrograde later in the year, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for a crash and burn that's not going to feel good. And that all you really have to do is be patient and be present, and let things unfold as they need to. And I know that at a rational level, we all know that. But the thing is that the cosmos are really interesting, and that sometimes they give us aspects that it's, I don't know that the universe tests us, but sometimes it feels like it does, okay? So it can be one of those things where we want to move really fast, and we know that part of us wants to move really fast. And then the other part that says, every time I move really fast, it's usually not a pleasant experience. So let me just slow down and see how this unfolds, okay? All right, so That is Wednesday. On Thursday, September 1st, we have the moon in Scorpio conjunct come together with the south node in Scorpio. Okay? The moon is it is our emotional satellite. In Scorpio, it's about going deep, 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 deep down into our emotions, our feelings, our psychic, our psychic abilities. What am I sensing? What am I feeling? What does this mean? Like, Scorpio is the depth psychologist of the zodiac, and in the moon, it makes us really want to dig deep. So, Thursday is actually a really great day to have your session with a therapist or a coach, FYI, if you're interested in that. Now, another thing that can happen, which is also why Thursday is a really great day for therapy and coaching, is that the South Node represents what we're leaving behind. The South Node, especially in Scorpio, represents a purging and a letting go of something. And the moon transiting Scorpio every single month touches that South Node. And it's when we have the opportunity to talk about how we feel about what we're letting go, about what we're purging, whether it's externally or even just letting go of part of ourselves that we know we've outgrown, right? So, example, again, you're wanting to express yourself much more genuinely. You no longer want to put up a facade. You don't want to pretend to be something you're not just to fit in. Again, that sounds all gravy. But to do that, to be self-aware enough to know that you do that, and to say, that's not fair to me, and I want to change it, and then to actually make the decisions to change it, guys, that takes a lot. It takes a lot of courage, it takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of intention, it takes a lot of presence, it takes a lot of self-awareness. And while I celebrate you and congratulate you, if that's the space that you're in, you also need to acknowledge the part, that wounded part that used to behave in that way, right? That part of you also needs to know that the present part of you is saying, it's okay, my love. I know that it can be a little scary to be more open or more vulnerable, but we are enough as we are. And we need to begin honoring and respecting that. And I know that it's hard to say, well, if I don't pretend in some way to be something else other than what I am I going to be loved? And this is me telling you, the hell yeah, you are. But if you've been functioning under, you know, if you've been a people pleaser, right? To be loved and to be accepted and all of the things, it's hard for us. It's hard for us to not people please. But when we begin to break away from that pattern, it's beautiful and it's empowering, and it can still feel heavy and scary. And that's okay. And that's okay. So, all of that to say that Thursday, with the moon coming together with that south node, we may feel a little down. We may feel, we may think about the past. We may want to hold on instead of letting go. Like, oh, never mind. I don't want to go to that group setting because then I'm going to have to keep my promise to myself and I don't want to. That's okay. How do you hold yourself with kindness and compassion in that space? Because here's another thing I'll tell you. The moon transiting Scorpio connecting with the south node, while it can be an acknowledgement of what we're releasing and purging, and it's okay to feel badly about it, another thing that can happen is that we spiral into a ton of judgment, into like that really mean voice inside of us that, you know, says just all of the awful things. We know what those things are. So be very mindful of that, okay? Pay attention and understand that while the moon is creating a conjunction or coming together with that south node, it's also creating an opposition, a 180 degree angle to Uranus and Taurus. So Uranus in Taurus has represented and will continue for a few more years to represent the liberation of something that has felt safe. Think about that. Because if your zone of safety has been, let me, you know, adjust to whom everyone else is so that I'm liked and accepted, you're essentially liberating yourself from having to be anything other than yourself. Uranus and Taurus is encouraging us to do that so that opposition can feel like we're at war with ourselves. Because it's like, if I let go of this facade, then I'm absolutely naked to the world. But if I hold on to the facade, I know who I'm going to be liked by, right? Because it's worked for so many years, because it's worked for so long. Look, I'm giving you this example. I'm playing with it, especially because Venus is in Leo, and it's an energy that will still be with us for the entire week. Take this example and see how the themes land in your life. Because let's say that it's not you pretending to be something you're not, right? Let's say that it has to do with something else. Let's say that, you know, you overcompensate, you overfunction in order to be liked, right? That's another way that this happens, right? So open your mind, see how the examples land in your life, and see how there's this imbalance of you not being authentically you in order to be accepted. This is the theme of this week, genuinely. And I find it really interesting that that's the theme for this week. Like, when I look at the cosmos, right, and I look at the story that's unfolding for the week, it's really fascinating because this is happening at the time that we are under the influence of a new moon that, as I mentioned last week, ties into another cycle, which is the Mars and Gemini cycle. And I'm thinking, holy shit, the cosmos really, really want us to come out as we are so that as we set intentions with this really grounded and powerful new moon, we are ourselves along the way, exactly who we're meant to be. And whatever we need to do to bring ourselves back to the space, we can, right? So we meet with a therapist or coaches once a week to remind ourselves of our why, to remind ourselves of who we are. We have tools at our disposal of, you know, breathing into our bodies, coming back to the body and giving the mind a break to say, okay, wait a minute, how does this feel to me for who I am now? Okay, so pay a lot of attention to that, especially as we move through the week, all right? Okay, on Friday, September 2nd, the moon is still in Scorpio for the first half of the day, and then later in the day, it will move into the sign of Sagittarius. Love it, because a moon in Sagittarius is a lot more fun. We move from the depths of the water, from the depth psychologist, into fire energy that wants to party and wants to be out. I love it. Beautiful energy for a Friday night. A moon in Sagittarius wants to have adventures, wants to meet different people from different walks of life. A moon in Sagittarius wants to have stories to tell. Plan something with your friends. Go somewhere new. Reach out to someone you haven't seen in a while. I don't know. Go to the museum by yourself and talk to strangers. Meet people. Talk to people. Or it can just be one of those Friday evenings where you say, what haven't I tried before that I want to try? It can be as easy as food. It can be as easy as saying, you know what, I'm going to take a trip. I'm just going to go somewhere for the night and just visit somewhere new. Whatever it is, I invite you to step, not necessarily out of the comfort zone, but I invite you to try something you've never tried before. That is a beautiful way to take advantage of that moon in Sagittarius energy. let me see. Okay. On Friday, and we'll be feeling the buildup of this through the week, but it just so happens that Friday, this aspect perfects itself in terms of mathematical degrees. We are going to have Venus create an in conjunction to Pluto. Okay. So a Venus in conjunction to Pluto. Venus is in Leo, Pluto is in Capricorn. When two planets are in conjunction to one another, it means that they don't fully understand one another. They're uncomfortable. And think about it. Think about the difference between Leo energy and Capricorn energy. One is earth, mm-hmm. one is fire. One wants to be in the spotlight. One is the hermit of the zodiac, Capricorn being the hermit. Leo being the sign ruled by the sun that needs the spotlight. Very different energies. So, what does that mean for us? Through the weekend especially, this can be one of those things where we might either begin to second guess what we're capable of, we might begin to second guess wanting to be open and vulnerable and all of the things. There's this essence of second guessing and being self-conscious about who we are, okay? This is momentary, because by the time we get to the end of the weekend, by the time we get to Monday, Venus will already be in Virgo. But I find it really interesting that we're going to experience this in conjunction, this uncomfortable connection between Venus and Pluto through the weekend. And here's what I want you to keep in mind. Here's what I invite you to keep in mind. How do you hold that discomfort? How do you hold the discomfort that comes with being your genuine self? And remember, Pluto in Capricorn represents the empowerment that comes from transformation. So if what you're transforming is the relationship that you have with being yourself, hold it. Be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Don't judge it. My very humble suggestion is to not revert back to old mechanisms, but to really just hold it and understand that we are all experiencing this green light from the universe to be ourselves. Venus in Leo also represents creative expression. So for those of you who are currently in the middle of creative projects, this weekend can be one of those times where you're like, oh man, should I write that? Should I say that? Should I paint that? Should I, whatever? And if you do, your ability to say, well, this is what I'm feeling right now. I'm gonna write it and let's see what happens. Okay? It's far more than just the outcome. This is about how you feel, again, with the genuine expression of yourself. And if this is, again, under the influence of a new moon, then that means that you are to begin this new part of your life, which, by the way, extends for the next 6 months. You're meant to live it and explore it and let it unfold from the most honest and authentic expression of who you are. Okay? So please keep that in mind. Now, Saturday, September 3rd, we have the moon in Sagittarius create a trine, a beautiful angle, to Jupiter in Aries. So again, another fun day. It's fire energy, Jupiter in Aries, look at me, right? And moon in Sagittarius, I want to look at you. It's like Sagittarius energy is really fun because they're like your biggest hype man. They're like your biggest cheerleader. They are like that friend that has, you know, if you are, whatever it is that you're doing, let's say that you're running a marathon, that Sagittarius energy is that very loud friend who has the really big poster at the end of the finish line and is telling you, you got this, bitch, you got it, I love you, you just ran 26 miles, you know, that kind of thing. So, and I say that because I'm thinking of a Sagittarius in particular. And so, beautiful energy. Hang out with friends, get out there. If that's not what you want to do over the weekend, enjoy the energy of being you. Enjoy your own company. Do things that bring you joy. Whenever we have a lot of fire energy in the air, it's about finding joy. Whether you're doing all the things or just being home, find joy. We're being invited to that. Okay, Sunday, September 4th, we have the moon in Gemini the first half of the day, and the second half of the day it moves into Capricorn, which means that we're going to have the moon in Capricorn starting Monday as well. I shared this with you before, but I'll share it again. I love when weeks start in Earth moons, particularly Capricorn, because it is, Earth energy is about getting shit done. And so it's kind of nice to start the week off that way. The second half of Sunday, with the moon in Capricorn, heavily supported by, okay, let me look at my calendar for the week. What do I got coming this upcoming week? Is there anything I can prepare ahead of time, especially if I have a busy week ahead? What do I need to plan? So it's really beautiful energy that supports being productive, making things easier for yourself, and just making things easier for you, not adding work to you. And I think that's important to distinguish, especially with a moon in Capricorn, that can be productive for the sake of productivity rather than simply being intentional and strategic. Okay? So think about that. Have a beautiful week. This is all I have for you. Remember, the theme of the week, I feel, is how do I get comfortable with being myself? And what did this last weekend of the new moon in Virgo teach you about that? What conversations did you have? What messages did you receive? What intentions did you set? Okay. Look, for those of you who follow my weekly forecast, you know that I like to ask a lot of questions, right? And I pose questions throughout the forecast. I invite you to write those questions down and journal them. Because every question I pose is, you know, I ask because that's what the cosmos are asking of us. So why not work? That is a very intentional way to work with cosmic energy, all right? Just as a side note, I feel like some of you already do that. For those that don't, I invite you to. It's a really great way of working intentionally with the energy that is available to us. Much love to you all, and I'll talk to you next week.